Bryan Broadcasting has been putting together the Christmas Angels program for a little over 20 years now, I believe. It's just been something that has been a really big deal to our company and our partners who have helped us throughout the years in helping to pull together this project that serves so many kids here locally.
What have you heard about the history of it? What was the genesis or the seed of this thing? And then from there, how much it has grown, not only because of the need, but I think we're always amazed at the generosity of our listeners who participate.
Absolutely. Through the years, I mean, I've come into the project and really taken the lead on it for probably about the past 6 years here at Bryan Broadcasting. But it has grown from its more humble beginnings of helping maybe somewhere around 100 or so children. It was actually developed as a partnership between Bryan Broadcasting and Texas Health and Human Services, where the event actually used to culminate in a big party at the Health and Human Services office where the families would come and collect their gifts. The project got a little too big for that particular space, and we took over the storing of the gifts and sorting of the gifts and all of that. So now we do our distribution with the families a little bit differently and call and have them pick up individually to come get the presents, just because it is such a large number of families and kids that we are talking about for this particular project. I know within the past few years, we've grown from 300 to 350, 400. We're all the way up to, for the past 3 years, we've been collecting gifts for about 550 children. And that number is limited only in the fact that there's only so much space for the gifts. So we found that's a good number for now for us to sit at. But 550 kids is certainly quite a few.
And all the emotion, all the good feel that comes out of this thing, the one thing from an objective standpoint that I like as a donor, and I like to point out, is that there's so much screening that is done to ensure that the recipients are those who truly are worthy and come from unfortunate situations.
Absolutely. The way that we are able to choose the children that end up on our Christmas Angels list is it goes through the Texas Health and Human Services office. So those that qualify for the Texas Health and Human Services benefits are able to fill out application forms for the kids, and then their staff are the ones who go through and screen those sheets and decide which forms are able to make it onto the list. Beyond that, we do cross-check all of the lists with as many organizations that do similar projects as we can. St. Vincent de Paul, for one. Salvation Army is another. We cross-check those lists very vigorously to make sure that we don't have any duplications, because the idea here is to help as many children as possible and as many families as possible over the holiday season. So you don't want names to end up on multiple lists, be it by accident or not. But we do go through and be sure nobody gets bumped off of the list completely, but we do make sure that one name is on one list and it doesn't duplicate on another. And I think that's something that people find a lot of confidence in when we're talking about our Christmas Angels project, is to know that all the organizations that do similar projects like this really do try to work together to do the most good and help the most people.
And stretches out the resources of everybody.
Of course, absolutely.
Have you noticed a particular favorite gift?
The favorite gift every single year on the Christmas Angels tree, and I don't know if it's like this for any other organizations, but bicycles, bicycles, bicycles. We want them in droves. We need them in droves. Helmets, too, are always a good thing. If you're thinking about selecting an angel that has asked for a bicycle, it's always a good idea to throw in a helmet there, too, just to help safety and all of that. But definitely, hands down, the number one gift is always a bicycle. We see several requests for that. I know of the 550 kids that we have on our list, we have at least close to half bicycles.
Well, and I remember last year being my first year, and you touring me around the first floor of Crystal Park Plaza. And by the way, thanks to our building owners for letting us be able to store these gifts. But not only the bicycles, but so many other wonderful contributions by our listeners.
Oh my gosh. We have gifts of all shapes and sizes. Of course, tons and tons of bicycles, from stuffed animals to clothes to just about anything you can think of. Even some electronic items are big gift requests. I know I've seen some maybe MP3 players and things like that on the list as well. So you get a little bit of everything, be it a big gift or a small gift. Like I said, packages of all shapes and sizes. The cool thing for us is that the gifts, when they're returned by our participants, are wrapped up in the wrapping paper and bows. And so what we see are not necessarily specific toys, but fun packages and surprises just waiting to be open for Christmas morning.
Let's give a shout out to Blue Baker.
Yes, absolutely. Our partner for the past 5 years. This is the big fifth year anniversary of the partnership between Christmas Angels, Brian Broadcasting, and Blue Baker to put on this project. And I'll say that I have to give a huge amount of credit to Blue Baker for us being able to expand the project like we have. The amount of people that they have going through their stores, lining up, waiting for those yummy sandwiches and pizzas. I love Blue Baker. Sorry. Anyway,
I'm into the breakfast croissant.
Yes, <so. laughs> me too. So the amount of people that they have waiting in their lines right there. Of course, the trees are strategically located there by the lines. It's just really helped. I know that in just the first weekend, I've already gone back and restocked the trees with angels just this afternoon. So it's something that it's a great partnership because they have so many people coming through and everybody knows where Blue Baker is. And if you don't, there's one on University Drive in College Station. The original location is on Dominick, close to Dominick in Texas. So they're really easy to find and very easy to quickly pop in and pop out and select your angel that way. And the other way that you're able to select your angels is online at our website, which is MyChristmasAngels.com.
Make sure you make angels plural.
Yes, absolutely.
What is the timeline now from here through the distribution?
The timeline is this. You can go in and pick up your angel anytime during business hours at Blue Baker, of course, 24 hours a day online at MyChristmasAngels.com. And then you'll have until December 14th to get those gifts shopped for and also wrapped. I did mention the wrapping before. That's a key item in this whole project is that we do wrap some of the gifts, but we cannot simply wrap all of the gifts. It's just not a possibility. So we do ask you to wrap the gifts up and return them to either Blue Baker location or up here to the Brian Broadcasting offices in the Crystal Park Plaza by December 14th.
And then from the 14th, what happens?
After all the gifts are here, we make sure and carefully sort them. And once we've got gifts all ready for one family, we start the phone calls to have the families come and pick up the gifts here at our, what we call the North Pole Santa's Workshop here in the Crystal Park Plaza. Thank you, Oldham Goodwin. And the families will be picking up that weekend after the 14th, so that following weekend, and then we should be done with the project, wrapped up and everything by that Monday or Tuesday at the latest. So plenty of time before Christmas that the packages are all there. And that is why we have that cutoff deadline of December 14th, so there's plenty of time to get everything organized and to the families. We don't want anybody rushing at the very end.
And that's a wonderful lasting impression that I have from last year watching you all at work on the first floor preparing for folks to pick them up and then watching parents picking those up and how grateful they are.
You know, it's a pretty amazing thing to look into somebody's eyes as they are experiencing what we all experienced as children, running to the tree and seeing what's there, and your eyes get so wide and maybe even a little glimmer of joy in your eyes. And the parents, I see that in the parents' eyes just as much as I do sometimes the children, especially if we're rolling out the bikes, if the kids happen to be there too. They're running and hopping on the bikes before they even get them out the door, and it really is a spectacular thing to be able to be a part of. And I just have to say thank you to everyone who participates, because I know that we don't get to introduce our participants to the families every year. It's just not really a possibility. There's so many things in play, but just to say thank you, because I've truly seen what joy this project really brings to people, and that's why I like being part of it every year.
Well, and I think you just said it really well. You remember the joy that you received as a child, if you were blessed to be able to have that joy and to be able to share it to a family that would otherwise would struggle this time of the year.
Right.
What else have I missed?
I think that may be it. The main thing is just to make sure and get either to Blue Baker, either of those locations, or online, christmasangels.com. Take a look at the list. Take a look at some of the angels on the trees. See if your heartstrings are tugged at a little bit, and if you can find it in your heart, in your timeline, and in your pocketbook to go ahead and select an angel and do a little extra shopping. I think if we all add one little extra angel to our Christmas shopping list, we can knock out this project rather quickly and really pretty easily, and it's just amazing the impact that you're having on these kids who really might not otherwise have anything underneath the tree. So it's a great project. I hope that everybody out there will want to be a part of it. And thank you to everybody who has already participated, and for the people who have participated in years past.
Santa's chief elf, is that a proper way to finish this?
Sure. All right. I'll take that.
All right, terrific. Allie from the Morning Candy on WTAW.